AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying on Capitol Hill is Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He is defending the Trump administration's removal of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Rubio says the country was run by an indicted narco trafficker that became a base of operations for every competitor, adversary, and enemy of the U.S. in the world.
It was, for Iran, their primary spot of operation in the Western Hemisphere was Venezuela. For Russia, their primary base of operation in the Western Hemisphere, along Cuba and Nicaragua, was Venezuela. In the case of China, China was receiving oil at a huge, about $20 a barrel discount.
New Hampshire Democrat Gene Shaheen says the U.S. removed Maduro, but put the next person in line in charge.
We've traded one dictator for another. So it's no wonder that so many of my constituents are asking, why is the president spending so much time focused on Venezuela instead of the cost of living and their kitchen table economic concerns?
The U.S. has been striking suspected drug boats off Venezuela and seizing sanctioned oil tankers. It remains unclear what President Trump will decide about using force against Iran, but he laid down two red lines, the killing of peaceful demonstrators and the possible mass execution of detainees. On social media, mentioning the June strikes on Iran, the president wrote, "The next attack will be far worse." Meantime, Iran's currency plunged to a new low for the second day in a row. Also on social media, President Trump says Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is playing with fire by not participating in the Trump administration's federal immigration crackdown. He also said the focus will remain on keeping neighbors and streets safe. Two people were shot and killed by government officers in Minnesota. Despite pressure from President Trump, Federal Reserve officials are expected to keep their short-term interest rate unchanged after three cuts last year. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A corporate giant is reducing its workforce again.
Amazon is slashing about 16,000 corporate jobs in the second round of mass layoffs for the e-commerce company in 3 months. The tech giant has said it plans to use generative artificial intelligence to replace corporate workers. It has also been reducing a workforce that swelled during the pandemic. Beth Galati, a senior vice president at Amazon, said in a blog post Wednesday that the company has been reducing layoffs, increasing ownership, and removing bureaucracy. The company did not say what business units would be impacted or where the job cuts would occur. The reductions follow October's layoffs of 14,000 workers. I'm Julie Walker.
Starbucks reported stronger than expected sales in its fiscal first quarter as holiday drinks and a viral bear cup helped drive sales. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.